This is Football Nation. Todd DeVries and Bill Enright bring you the latest trends from the NFL, headlines, stats, fantasy previews, and more right here on Football Nation.
Hey, hello, everybody, and thanks for tuning in to Football Nation on Patriots.com Radio. We got it all going on today. Bill Enright and Todd DeVries hanging out with you. Big week five of the NFL coming up. Todd, what are you most excited about?
Well, we got kind of a renewal of a rivalry that some people out there might be familiar with, Manning and Brady, Bill. I think that's going to be the topic of conversation for the next 2 hours. Only difference is going to be Mr. Peyton Manning's wearing an orange jersey this time around.
Absolutely, and we want to hear from everyone out there listening live on Patriots.com Radio. 508-298-0398 is the number to reach us. Phone lines are wide open. We have some really great guests lined up for today. We may be joined by the Denver Broncos color commentator Ed McCaffrey, former NFL wide receiver. I believe he won 3 Super Bowl rings during his time in the NFL. And then from the Denver Post, Jeff Legwald will join us later in the show. We're going to preview that Broncos-Patriots game all show long, but we want to hear from the fans because we want to know, is this the same? Do you have the same kind of passion for this rivalry now that Peyton's no longer with the Colts? Are you still looking forward to this game just as much as you would be if Peyton was still with Indianapolis? So we want to hear from you guys. Give us a ring. 508-298-0398 is the number to dial us. Todd, what do you think about this matchup? I mean, There is a bit of a rivalry right now with the Broncos. Think about Josh McDaniels, used to be the head coach for the Broncos, now the offensive coordinator for the Patriots. Patriots knocked them out of the playoffs last season during that whole Tim Tebow run that he had going with the Broncos. So there is a little bit of bad blood here already.
Yeah, but you know, both teams coming off big wins last week to get back to the 500 mark. This is kind of a swing game early in the year, Bill, for AFC kind of supremacy. You know, you never know what's going to happen down the line with regards to playoff seeding. This is a huge game. And again, you know, it's a great backstory. You have Peyton Manning coming up against Tom Brady. Of course it's going to be a big game. Fired up, man.
I'm really excited to see what happens because I think both of these teams have really good offenses. Their defenses have been struggling a little bit, but they both have playmakers that can get after the passer, get after the quarterback. So it should be a really interesting game, certainly one of the ones that I'm looking forward to most heading into week five. But there's a whole slew of other games that we have on deck. We'll be getting into some of the previews for a little bit of a breakdown for the rest of week five. But I think first, without further ado, we always start off with the show with our idiot report. So let's take a look back at what happened in week four and identify all the idiots and what happened the last week of NFL.
There were plenty of them, Bill. Hey, let's start off in
such an idiot.
Dallas, Texas, Bill. How about that quarterback, Tony Romo?
Ah, Tony Romo, you idiot. Your team was wearing the white jerseys, not the blue jerseys. You were thrown into the wrong team, you moron. Five interceptions and a fumble. Good thing they're going into a bye because Tony Romo needs to get his eyes checked. You idiot, Romo. You were
Is
thrown
that a
into
good
the
thing they're
team.
Going into a bye? Is that a good thing? They got 2 weeks to think about this now.
Well, good. Let him suffer. Let him hopefully, you know, he learns his lesson maybe.
He needs to get it in sync with his receivers, man. Brutal.
Yeah, seriously. You can't
brutal. How about the next item on our idiot report, Bill? That Carolina Panthers secondary, they broke a cardinal sin late in that game against the Falcons.
Yeah, Carolina Panthers secondary, you idiots. You only had one job to do. It was one of the last plays of the game. You were up points. The Falcons had the ball on the 1 yard line. All you had to do is not let anyone get behind you. And what did you do? Your only job? You couldn't do it. Roddy White gets behind you. He's, what was it, like a 55 yard reception that led to a field goal. And the demise of the Panthers in that game, Falcons ended up winning.
Yeah, that was brutal. That was brutal. Hey, Bill, how about a little shout-out to those NFL fans who gave the refs a standing ovation last week?
NFL fans that gave refs a standing ovation. You guys are idiots. Are you kidding me? Standing ovation for the refs? 15 minutes later, you were cursing at them because they blew a holding penalty. Get serious, people. The real refs, the replacement refs, whoever it's going to be, they're going to mess up some calls. I never want to see a standing ovation for a referee crew ever again.
Yeah, that was short-lived. All right. The Patriots are going to try to shut down Demaryius Thomas this week, the Broncos wide receiver. He broke free on a nice reception last week, was heading for the end zone, and what happened, Bill?
Demaryius Thomas, you idiot. You were had a clear shot to the end zone, like you just mentioned, Todd. No one was coming at you. And all of a sudden, he switched the football from his right hand to his left hand. And instead of scoring on a 60-yard play, he ends up fumbling. And the Oakland Raiders pick up the ball and they recover. Demaryius Thomas, absolutely one of the biggest idiots from week four.
I have him in a couple of my fantasy leagues, Bill, and I was none too pleased with that.
I'm sure you weren't.
You know that. Let's go to Denver for the highlight. You see Demaryius Thomas breaking free, and then oops.
Yep.
The ball just flies out. I think the safety might have had the angle on him, though. I don't know if he was going to really
He was getting close.
Yeah, he was. All right, moving on. How about Woody Johnson, Bill? What's your beef with Woody this week?
Woody Johnson, the owner of the New York Jets, you idiot. We all know that you made your team trade for Tim Tebow just so you can sell some seats in the offseason, and now that the Jets are going down in the toilet, you want to force Rex Ryan and the coaching staff into starting Mark Sanchez, into starting Tim Tebow over Mark Sanchez. It is so clear this guy only wants money. He doesn't care about winning. Woody Johnson, definitely on the idiot report.
Yeah, the Jets are continuing the downward spiral. And, oh, by the way, who do they have this week, Bill?
The Houston Texans, 4-0. 4-0 Houston Texans on Monday night. You're coming to town. Lots of luck. Lots of luck, New York Jets. You get the two best defenses in the league back-to-back weeks. They got decimated by the 49ers, 35-0. I can only imagine what the score is going to be on Monday night. Mike Tirico, John Gruden, they're going to have quite the day calling that game.
Yeah, you know, the scheduling guys did them no favors. Even though both games are in the Meadowlands, you got the Niners and the Texans back to back. That is brutal. How in the world is this team 2-2? I have no idea.
Todd, I said it last week. That having the game at MetLife Stadium means nothing when you're a Jets fan. That is not home field advantage. If you saw any of the action from that game against the 49ers, there was a lot of red jerseys in the crowd. It's simply not a home field advantage for the Jets. They don't have enough fans going to the game. They're desperate to sell tickets, and that's why we're going to see Tim Tebow as the eventual starter, because Woody Johnson knows that will make people buy more tickets, which is really a shame because Mark Sanchez is such a better quarterback, which is, I don't know if that's saying much, but it is what it is.
Well, he's a quarterback anyway.
Right. So not a fullback that can occasionally pass.
Yeah, exactly. All right, the last one on our idiot report, Bill. How about Philadelphia Eagles head coach Andy Reid?
Now, he would have been number one on the idiot report if this actually happened, but he escaped by the skin of his teeth. He iced the kicker, Lawrence Tynes, with a 54-yard field goal at the end of the game. Lawrence Tynes, it was a wide field goal, like not even close, and he iced the kicker. Tynes comes back onto the field and almost nails it. He got like 2 feet short of making it, and we would have seen another Joel Philbin situation with the Miami Dolphins when Philbin iced the kicker. They got he blocked the field goal in overtime, but since he called timeout, the Jets trotted back out there. That's how the Jets got their second win, Todd, because Joel Philbin made the idiot report last week. Otherwise, the Jets would be sitting at 1-3. That's how they got those two wins.
Good point. That's how they definitely got a gift on that one. If that had happened, Bill, if he makes that second kick, Andy Reid could not get to that tunnel fast enough Financial Field. And the security around him would have had to have been extremely tight because the Eagle fans would have been all over him. You know, I saw a great text, Bill, I've got to mention, after the game regarding that play. Everyone always criticizes Andy Reid, and rightly so, for his late game clock management and game management and how he burns all of his timeouts early in the third quarter.
Right.
Well, he had a couple timeouts to use, Bill, and that's what happens. The tweet said, that's what happens when Andy Reid has timeouts to burn at the end. He screws it up.
Yeah, I mean, totally. That was a really close win by the Eagles. They could have been in bad shape after that one.
Yes, sir. But they got away. So he still makes the idiot report, Bill, because Andy Reid's going to make it a lot if he continues to butcher the last couple of minutes of each game, which he does pretty much every other week. So this won't be the last time Andy Reid makes our list.
Anytime a coach goes to ice to kicker, they're gonna make the idiot report. I just think it's so stupid.
I don't know how they can stop that from happening. They can't make it really a rule about that, right?
No, I just think the strategy behind it is dumb.
I agree.
Well, you're going
to
make the kicker.
Especially when a team's kind of rushing on the field to get their field goal kicker, you know.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You know, if they're out of timeouts, the Giants are out of timeouts, they're kind of hurried, you know, get them out there, and then you give them time to think about it. Sometimes getting time to think about it actually helps calm down a little bit.
And in this situation, it gave Lawrence Tynes almost like a rehearsal, a practice kick.
Yeah. I'm tired of that, too. I wish there was a way they could do away with it. I don't see any way that they could make some kind of rule about it, though. I think they're just going to – coaches are going to still do it, I guess.
They should fake icing the kicker. That's what they should do. That would really throw the kicker.
How do you fake icing the kicker?
You run up to the ref, almost call timeout, but don't really do it.
So you fake the ref out?
No, you fake the kicker out because the kicker is expecting to get iced.
Yeah, but he's not looking over there to see what's going on.
Yeah, but I think in the back of his head he knows, well, they're going to call timeout here. I mean, if
all
I
right.
was a kicker, that's
I don't
what
know.
I
don't think that idea has any legs there, buddy.
Oh, well, that's why I'm not an NFL coach.
Maybe you'll make the idiot report for that idea.
Kevin, are you recording? We can play that next week. The next time someone ices the kicker and it works, you can play me saying icing the kicker is a dumb idea.
Roger that.
All right. All right. Like again, we have a great show planned today. Week 5 of the NFL is coming up. We think Ed McCaffrey from the Denver Broncos, the color commentator for their radio network, may be calling in the next segment. Not 100% confirmed yet, but you should stick around because we are going to reveal the NFL power rankings heading into week 5. We'll reveal the bottom 5 teams, the worst 5 teams in the league, as well as the top 10. That's coming up next here on Football Nation. You're listening to the Patriots.com radio.
Headlines, stats, fantasy previews, and more right here on Football Nation.
Hey, it's Rob Gronkowski, Pats tight end and big-time Duncan fan. The secret to my success? Coach drew up a play called Gronk, run downfield. Catch ball out of air, and we give you freshly made bakery sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. I say Coach is a genius.
No defense keeps Gronk from his freshly made bakery sandwiches. Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab your go-to sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is teaming up with Bridgestone Tires for an offer that's going to make you and your family very excited. Now through September 30th, when you buy 4 select Bridgestone Tires at Sullivan Tire, you could receive a $70 American Express gift card or your very own Wii gaming system the whole family will love. See SullivanTire.com. Offer valid August 27th through September 30th, 2012. Mail-in claim form required. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Wii systems given away on behalf of Bridgestone America. Nintendo is not affiliated with this promotion. Certain limitations apply.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics and Bruins tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good. They've been lethal in the Red Zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
All right, welcome back. Patriots.com radio. You're listening to Football Nation. Bill and Todd hanging out with you. We are going to reveal the worst five teams in the NFL heading into week five, as well as the top 10 teams in the NFL. Now, these aren't simply just a reveal, a spewing out of the teams with the best records. That's no fun. We're going to have a little bit of fun with this throughout the whole year, right, Todd?
Absolutely, Bill. Let's get it started with our bottom five. And we'll start at number 28 and go down to 32.
Okay.
All right? And number 28, Bill, is going to be a team that's going to put a little smirk on the faces of Patriots fans out there.
We're putting
the New York Jets as one of the five worst teams in the National Football League.
How about it? I mean, they are going down the tubes really, really fast. Lost Darrelle Revis 2 weeks ago. Lost their only playmaker in the wide receiver core that they have going on there in Santonio Holmes for the season. They have a lot going on, and none of it's good. Mark Sanchez can't seem to find his groove with accuracy. Tim Tebow, there's whispers that he's taking over the starting lineup. Rex Ryan starting to run his mouth. New York Jets, number 28, bottom five team in the NFL.
And, Bill, there are 12 teams with a worse record than the Jets, but we don't care. We're putting the Jets in that bottom five anyway.
Again, it's not about the records. It's about who we think they're going to finish the rest of the year. Jets are going to be one of the worst teams in the league.
All right, number 29, Bill. Name this team, Bill. This team lost to the Miami Dolphins by 22 points. They lost to the Denver Broncos by 31 points. They lost to the San Diego Chargers by 8 points at home. We're talking about the Oakland Raiders.
They did beat the Pittsburgh Steelers, though.
I conveniently left that out.
Regardless, I don't know what happened in that Steelers game, but the Raiders, they're at 29 on our rankings. Definitely one of the bottom half teams in this league. Not a lot of offensive production, not a lot of defensive capabilities in terms of stopping the opposing team. You mentioned how many points offenses are scoring on the Raiders. It's because they can't stop anyone on defense. If you're an Oakland Raider fan, you better crawl back into that black hole because it's not going to be a good year in 2012.
No, you know, they have a bye this week, Bill, then they have to go to Atlanta.
Right, yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah, lots of luck.
All right, number 30 on our list, Bill. These guys are going to probably be here all year long, those Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, and they play in a really weak division in the AFC South. The Texans, we all know they're going to run away with the division. You'd think the Titans would be able to beat up on the Jaguars and the Colts, but I don't even know if that's going to happen. Jake Locker's out for the next couple of weeks. Their veteran Matt Hasselbeck is taking over under center. Their defense can't stop anybody. Their offense isn't moving the ball. Tennessee Titans, one of the three worst teams in the NFL.
All right, at number 31, Bill, another team from the AFC South, Jacksonville Jaguars.
Right, so exactly what I just said with the Titans applies to the Jaguars. You'd expect these teams to beat up on each other, maybe pick up a couple wins in the AFC South division, but the Texans are running away. No one's going to touch the Texans in that division. I even put the Colts ahead of the Jaguars and the Titans. You can probably flip-flop the Tennessee Titans and the Jaguars every other week. Neither of them have a good quarterback. Really just their running back is the only person capable of moving the field for either of these teams.
All right, Bill, there's only two winless teams in the NFL right now. One of them is the Saints, and we did not put the Saints in our bottom five. Not yet.
No, we didn't do that, no.
We didn't put them yet, but the other one is number 32, dead last place, the cellar dweller, the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, they just can't seem to get things going here. They have a rookie running back, rookie quarterback, second-year wide receiver in Greg Little, rookie wide receiver in Josh Gordon. Their defense is pretty good, but Joe Hayden has been suspended. I think he has two more weeks in that four-game suspension. So the Cleveland Browns, they're just a mess right now. And if you saw that 1995 Cleveland documentary when Bill Belichick was the coach of that squad, you know, that town was devastated when Art Modell moved the team from Cleveland to Baltimore. And I don't even think they've recovered, even though it's been, I'm not good at math, so 15 years since that happened?
Close, 17, yeah.
Yeah, 17 years, there you go.
Yeah, and they get the Giants in New York this week.
So yeah, they'll go 0-5.
Not good, and that's a tough division, Bill. I mean, you got the Ravens, Steelers, and the upstart Bengals. That's, you know, you're staring at 0-6 right in the eye with your divisional games.
Not only is that a tough division, some of these teams, they have quarterbacks that are still performing well now, but are getting up there in age. Brandon Whedon is already up there in age, but he's a rookie, and Joe Flacco, he's not going anywhere for the next 5 years. Andy Dolan, only second year in the league, and Big Ben still has a lot of years left in him. So it's not even like the Cleveland Browns can pick up steam in the future because they have a rookie quarterback that's really not that young.
Yeah, he's older than Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
So that's not good. Old Man Whedon, we like to call him.
Old Man Whedon.
All right, Bill, should we flip it around and rattle off our top 10 teams in the power rankings?
Absolutely, I would love to.
Wait, well, we just talked about one team from Ohio. Let's talk about the other team, number 10. Bill, your Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, and the reason why you're saying my Cincinnati Bengals is because I predicted them to go undefeated to start the year. Of course, they lost in week one to the Baltimore Ravens. However, they are now 3-1. They picked up three straight wins in a row, and I can't see them losing until they go into their bye week. The Cincinnati Bengals have a really easy schedule for the next month or so.
No, they don't. They've got,
what do they got?
They've got Miami,
easy.
And Cleveland. I'll give you
easy.
That. Then they got Pittsburgh.
All right, Pittsburgh
That's
Steelers
not easy.
They just lost to the Raiders.
I think Pittsburgh's going to be a dogfight. I think they're going to lose that one, buddy.
All right, so even if they win
5-2.
All right, so that's 5-2 heading into the bye week. That's a winning record. Not that bad.
All right. It's not 7-0, though.
It's not 7-0.
No, but Bill's quick math will tell you if they're 5-2, they've won twice more than twice as many games as they've lost.
There you go. Right. Because two losses, 2 times 2 is 4, and they would have 5 wins, so plus 1. Carry it over.
Yeah, carry the 5, and you know
get
all
five.
That stuff.
Yeah. And then you know what? They had the Chiefs, the Raiders, the Chargers, who we're not big fans of. So I kind of see them picking together. They can. They're a 9-win team, I think, this year.
Okay. All right. Let's go to number 9. Those Philadelphia Eagles took down the Giants last week to go to 3-1. I think they set an NFL record, Bill. Their 3 wins are by a combined 4 points. I think that's a record through 4 games.
And the big thing about the Eagles in Week 4 was it didn't turn the ball over. I believe they had 9 turnovers in the first 3 weeks, but they were able to hold on for the win over the Giants. They didn't turn the ball over, and that's a good sign if you're an Eagles fan. They have the Pittsburgh Steelers this weekend and then the Detroit Lions in Week 6 before heading into the bye in Week 7.
All right, at number 8 on our list, the Chicago Bears, fresh off of that thumping of the Dallas Cowboys on Monday night.
You know, the Bears' defense is going to be the staple of that organization all season long, but it's going to be up to their offense for them to kind of collect wins. We saw them put up 34 points against the Dallas Cowboys, but how many of those points really were from the defense? We saw a couple pick sixes, a couple fumble returns for touchdowns. So it'll be interesting to see if the Bears' offense can live up to what their defense is producing for them.
I think the Bears' offense will have their moments, Bill, but they're just so inconsistent with Cutler at the helm. You never know what you're going to get with that guy. They're going to have their moments of where they're going to look really good, and they're going to have some other moments where they're going to look really bad. We'll see how it all shakes out.
They have the Jags and the Lions 2 of the next 3 weeks. Those should be 2 wins.
All right. Hey, and if you're listening to this show on Thursday, we have a Thursday night game tonight, Bill. It's our number 17 team, the Arizona Cardinals, taking on the St. Louis Rams.
How about it? The Arizona Cardinals, 4-0, one of 3 4-0 teams left in the league right now. No one would expect this coming into the season, but the Cardinals are really surprising everybody, and I think they take it to the Rams on Thursday night football.
Moving on to number 6, those Green Bay Packers, they were oh so close to going 1-3 after a close call against the Saints at home last week. They survived the game, they survived the refs for the second week in a row, and they're climbed up to a 2-2 record, and they're number 6 in our rankings.
Yeah, right. So they're 2-2. We think they're much better than their record indicates. When you have one of the best quarterbacks in the league, I'll always have confidence in your team, and that's what the Packers have with Aaron Rodgers.
Well, it's going to be interesting with them. I mean, they could obviously easily be 3-1 if they got the call from the replacement
against
ref,
the Seattle.
Like they should have. They should be 3-1.
Right.
But the game last week, there were some other questionable calls from the real ref. So I'm sure the Packer fans are just waiting for a clean game without any ref interference.
Big matchup coming up week 6 with the Green Bay Packers. They take on the Houston Texans. That will be an interesting, very interesting matchup.
Absolutely. But there's an interesting matchup this week, Bill. We're going to talk about it all show long. Those Broncos playing the Patriots. The Patriots land at number 5 on our power rankings.
Yeah, they do. And because we saw what they did against the Buffalo Bills, when you put up 52 points in really just one half of football, or 45 points in just one half of football, you know, you're going to get some heads turning your way. And if you had high expectations for the Patriots going into the season, they kind of reassured their fans that, you know what, their offense is still clicking, their defense can play when they need to, and when you have Bill Belichick and Tom Brady still leading that team, you know you're going to stack up a double-digit win season.
Yeah, I started paying close attention to that game, and it was 21-7 in the third quarter, and I was very, very concerned for a lot of reasons. And then, a few minutes later, 52 points. Boom! Easy win over the Bills. They made
exactly.
It look easy those last 20 minutes of the game.
Yes, they certainly did.
All right, Bill. The Patriots lost to the Ravens a few weeks ago, and the Ravens landed number 4 on our list.
Right. If we would have had these teams flip-flopped if the Patriots were the victors of that game on Sunday Night Football. But instead, we have the Ravens here. They're coming off a dominant win against the Cleveland Browns almost all the way a week ago. On Thursday Night Football. This week they're taking on the Chiefs. Should be another easy win for Joe Flacco and Ray Rice and the crew down there in Baltimore. So we expect the Ravens to go to 4-1 and maintain their position in the top 5 of our power rankings.
I'll tell you what, after that, Bell, it gets a little more interesting for the Ravens. They play Dallas and then the Texans. So they play two Texas teams after the Chiefs. Interesting couple of weeks coming up for the Ravens.
Yeah, certainly is.
Number 3 on our list, Bill, the San Francisco 49ers. What the heck happened last week or 2 weeks ago against the Vikings? Well, they rebounded nicely against the Jets, and that's just what the doctor ordered when you get to play the Jets, right, Bill?
If by rebounded nicely you mean a 35-0 blowout,
34-0,
34-0, 34-0 blowout where they absolutely shut down everything the Jets had to offer on offense, and it was a massacre at the Meadowlands in Week 4 when the Jets were on the field. The San Francisco 49ers taking on the Buffalo Bills this weekend. Bills, we know they have a good offense, but the San Francisco 49ers have a better defense. I expect the 49ers to roll this weekend and improve to 4-1.
4-1, and then next week, Bill, they take on the New York Giants out there on the West Coast. That should be another good game. Lots of good games coming up in these next couple of weeks.
Good.
Speaking of good games, Bill, there was a good one last week. Carolina Panthers, they really should have won the game against the Falcons. Cam Newton fumbles. Going to get the game-winning first down late in the game, right?
Right, yep.
Panthers recover, kick the ball, punt it down to the one-yard line, and then Matt Ryan throws a magic ball up to Roddy White, and the rest is history. The Falcons are number 2 on our list.
Yeah, and even if they didn't come out victorious in that game against the Panthers, we'd still have them in their top 5 because Matt Ryan is playing lights out right now. The NFL is all about your quarterback. Your quarterback plays well, you're going to stack up a lot of wins, and that's what's happening right now with the Falcons, one of 2 4-0 remaining teams. One of three.
Right. Check out their schedule, Bill. They get the Redskins on the road this week. Then they get Oakland. You figure they should win both of those games.
So when's their first loss coming?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Then they go to a bye week. So there's a good possibility they'll be 6-0 going into the bye. 2 weeks to prepare for Mike Vick and the Eagles, okay, in Philadelphia. Then they got the Cowboys, Saints, Cardinals. That's a tough 4-game stretch there as they move into the November schedule.
And it's in New Orleans and in Philly.
Yeah, so I think their first loss, I think it's going to be one of those first two, the Eagles or Dallas. They're going to lose one of those 2 games.
I think they beat Dallas. I think it's either to the Eagles or the Saints.
There you go. All right, so, Bill, that leaves one team at the top of the heap, 4-0, the Houston Texans, no surprise. They continue to buzzsaw their way through the NFL.
It's really incredible what their defense is doing right now. J.J. Watt is making a case for the MVP. He would be the first MVP, defensive MVP, since I believe 1986 when Lawrence Taylor won. He's just playing lights out right now, and the Houston Texans offense is really playing well too. They got Arian Foster, Matt Schaub staying healthy, and as well as Andre Johnson. So they're not only doing phenomenal on defense, but they're doing great on offense as well.
Yeah, in the last 2 weeks, Bill, I mean, they had the game well in hand before they gave up some yards and points to Peyton Manning 2 weeks ago.
Right.
And to Chris Johnson from the Titans, who got a bunch of garbage yards when the game was out of hand. So their defense is rocking and rolling. They're going to continue to rock and roll all over Sanchez or Tebow or whoever the Jets throw out there at them on Monday night. And then they have 2 interesting games. We already referenced them. They got the Packers and the Ravens, both at home the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, I expect the Texans to... They have some pretty tough games in the next, 2 weeks? So we'll really see just how good they can be if they get wins over the Packers.
Yeah, we shall see. Hey, man, you know, we talked about it the last couple of weeks, especially with one of our regular guests, Kerry Byrne. The Niners and the Texans are built for the playoffs. They got the defense, they got the running game, they got kind of game managers at quarterback, which isn't real sexy during the regular season, Bill. But in the playoffs, if, you know, they limit those mistakes, and they seem to find their way deep into the playoffs. I mean, look what the Texans did last year with T.J. Yates at quarterback.
Hey, nothing's more sexier than wearing a Super Bowl ring on your finger. And if that's what these quarterbacks get for their teams, then you can throw that game manager stuff out the window because they'll be Super Bowl champions.
We shall see. It's a long season, my friend.
All right, so those were our power rankings. We're going to bring on Kerry Byrne from ColdHardFootballFacts.com in the next segment right after the break. We'll kind of toss our power rankings against his power rankings, see how they match up. We all know that Kerry has that unique perspective when it comes to looking at NFL statistics. So we're going to take a quick break here on Patriots.com Radio. Kerry Byrne from Cold Hard Football Facts coming up next.
Every football fan has a voice at FootballNation.com.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is teaming up with Bridgestone Tires for an offer that's going to make you and your family very excited. Now through September 30th, when you buy four select Bridgestone Tires at Sullivan Tire, you could receive a $70 American Express gift card or your very own Wii gaming system the whole family will love. See SullivanTire.com. Offer valid August 27th through September 30th, 2012. Mail-in claim form required. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Wii systems given away on behalf of Bridgestone America. Nintendo is not affiliated with this promotion. Certain limitations apply.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics and Bruins tickets to all games, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Jerod Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Jerod Mayo sacks at Jerod Mayo speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it.
Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
Hey, it's Rob Gronkowski, Pat's tight end and big-time Duncan fan. The secret to my success? Coach drew up a play called Gronk, run downfield, catch ball out of air, and we give you freshly made bakery sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. I say Coach is a genius.
No defense keeps Gronk from his freshly made bakery sandwiches. Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab your go-to sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
You're as cold as ice.
You don't look at stats or chicken wings the way Kerry Byrne does. It's time for the cold, hard football facts right here on Football Nation.
All right, welcome back. Bill Enright, Todd DeVries hanging out with you. We have a very special guest on the line, Kerry Byrne from ColdHardFootballFacts.com. You can hear his show every Wednesday right here, Patriots.com radio, and, of course, download the podcast off of iTunes. Now, we were supposed to have Ed McCaffrey of the Denver Broncos joining us, but, Kerry, we are much more happier now that you're on the line.
I'm sure you are, but what that tells me, Bill, is I'm playing second fiddle today. I'm a little disappointed, but
does it hurt your feelings a little bit?
I'm sure Ed will be able to join us sometime soon.
Hey, Kerry, Ed McCaffrey could run some nice pass patterns, but you could waddle those pass patterns a hell of a lot better than Ed could ever waddle a pass route receiving route
like I could. There's no doubt about that. I am a world champion waddler, especially with the chicken wings on the other end of the pass pattern. You know what I mean? Then look out, man. I get deceptive speed.
I was thinking about it, Kerry. Was it Lester Hayes? Was that the guy that the cornerback for the Oakland Raiders back in the late 70s, early 80s?
Down so low.
Remember, he had the glue all over his like he had his arms all wrapped up, and he had that like that stickum stuff to intercept. The ball. You'd have the same thing, but you just have wing sauce all over your arms. Right?
My reputation precedes me, apparently.
There you go.
You know, it's funny. Last week on our show on Patriots.com, our show's on Wednesdays, and we had my all-time world favorite Buffalo Wing expert on, because, we talk a little tailgating on Cold Hard Football Facts, and my favorite tailgating Buffalo Wing expert was on with us last week, a guy from a local wing joint called Wendell's down the street from the stadium. So apparently I am well-versed in football stats and wings, apparently.
What the hell is a Buffalo Wing expert?
This is far too much information to share with someone like you, Bill. I think if you don't know, we can't share it. I'm afraid that it would shatter your fragile little mind.
All right, that's fine. Let's move over to some NFL power rankings, yep. Kerry. Todd and I just did our worst five teams in the NFL, and this is who we had.
Okay.
Jets, Raiders, yep. Titans, Jaguars, Browns in reverse order.
Almost very close to what we have. Okay, if we go by our quality stats power rankings, this is how teams rank across the board in all our indicators. We have the Jets going from 28 to 32, the bottom five.
Right.
Jets, Jaguars, Titans, Raiders, Chiefs.
Wow.
So we're missing the Chiefs. We have the same four teams.
Browns.
We have the Browns. You have the Chiefs.
The Browns are actually at 26, so just outside the bottom seven, just outside the bottom five in our rankings. You know, the thing about Cleveland, guys, is their defense is pretty good. We ran the numbers this week. I mean, they were one play away from tying the Ravens last week.
Right.
This is not a bad defensive team. That defense is able to keep them in a lot of games and we ran some of the numbers. They don't really get blown out too much. That's what keeps Cleveland above out of the basement. Is they do have a legit defense. If Brandon Weeden can just find a way to improve his game, being an old rookie, if he can find a way to improve his game, that's not a terribly bad team. It's not a completely flawed team like Tennessee right now looks bad at every measure.
And considering the Browns' top cornerback Joe Hayden suspended for the last two or three games. That actually is a nice credit to how good their defense can be once he's back.
Right now the Browns are number seven on our defensive hog index, our measure of every defensive front. They're number eight rushing the passer. They're number 13 in defensive passer rating. I'll tell you, there's a team right there in Foxborough that would be guaranteed a Super Bowl if they had a defense that good. That Cleveland defense is pretty, not great, but it's good enough, Super Bowl caliber. They just don't have you know, they're inept in offense, as they have been. But like I said, they, you know, that was an exciting game. What was it, Monday night, Sunday night, I forget which one, you know, where Thursday night, I'm sorry. Cleveland almost, you know, they went toe-to-toe with the mighty Baltimore Ravens. It's not a completely inept team.
All right, so now let's look at our top 10 teams. We had the Bengals, Eagles, Bears, Cardinals, Packers, 10 through 6. And then the top 5, Patriots, Ravens, Niners, Falcons, Texans.
Pretty much what we got. I'll run through run through 5-1 on our top 5,
okay? Yeah.
Chicago.
We had them at 8.
Okay, not too far off. Arizona, number 4.
We had them at 7.
Baltimore, number 3.
We have them at 4.
Okay, and then Atlanta and Houston, I think it's pretty much everybody's 1 and
right.
2. 2 and 1 in this case.
So no Patriots in your top 5.
Patriots are number 6, according to, again, this is according to our quality stats power rankings. And actually, the Patriots are also, there's another very key indicator we use, gentlemen, to rate the quality of each team. We call it the relativity index. It's how you perform relative to the quality of the teams you've played. Denver is number 1, Houston is number 1 in both indicators. I mean, Houston, guys, right now, Houston is the most highly ranked team across the board in all our numbers that we've seen in the 10 years that we've been running the Cold Hard Football Facts quality stats.
Whoa, for real?
They are legit in every way. They have no weakness. They have a couple things they're not great at, but they are just across the board really, really good, no matter how you make
Kerry,
it.
Is part of that, do we have a big enough sample size to make that kind of statement?
Not really. I mean, that's the thing about football stats, right? I mean, there's only 16 games. It's not like, you know, there's 10 times as many games in baseball. So, you know, statistically, mathematically speaking, you know, football is never really gives you enough, you know, a big enough sample size. But with that said, we're 25% into the season. We're starting to see baked into the cake who these teams really are. And, what I said right now about Houston being the top team we've ever seen across the board, that doesn't mean it's going to be valid in 12 weeks. I agree. But right now, it's pretty impressive. Based on what we've seen so far, there have been very few. Actually, the Texans right now rate more highly across the board than the 2007 undefeated Patriots did in our indicators.
Now, you mentioned that relativity index.
Yep.
Now, the Texans are playing the Jets this week. But then their next three games, they have a bye somewhere in between here.
Yep.
But the next three games after the Jets, Green Bay Packers,
yep,
Baltimore Ravens, and then, they play the Buffalo Bills, but then they take on the Bears. So in the next 6 weeks, they have three pretty solid opponents.
No, they absolutely do. And we talked about this week on Cold Hard Football Facts. And really, I don't think Chicago's good, but Chicago's a flawed team, as we know. It's a team that the defense carries them. The big challenges are on October, next week, in week 6 and week 7, Green Bay and Baltimore, or is it Baltimore, Green Bay, I forget which order.
It's the Packers are the Sunday night game.
Yep.
The Packers travel to Houston for a Sunday nighter.
And they get both those games at home. The Ravens and Packers, they get both those games at home. So that's huge. And those are the games where Houston really has to establish itself and prove that it's as good as we, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. My preseason favorite to win the Super Bowl, and right now they're living up to the hype, but they need to prove it in those games. But, guys, a really big, big game. And when we did our predictions with Sports Illustrated this year on our Super Bowl predictions, our favorite games, MVPs, all that, biggest game of the year, I said Houston at New England, December 10th. I think it's week 13 or week 14. That is going to be the big game of the year because Houston could be 12-0 going up north, outdoors, at night, into frosty Foxborough.
Ooh.
To prove that they are a legit team, perhaps 12-0 against the only franchise in history to go 16-0 in the regular season. That, to me, is the game I'm really rooting for. I'm rooting for Houston to be 12-0 in that game because that will easily be the biggest, most hyped game of the season.
Monday night or two.
Yeah, and a Monday night too, no less. You know, I mean, that is a, for a team that plays down south, indoors, that right now has all the hallmarks of a potential Super Bowl champion, that's going to be where they have to go prove themselves, guys, at night, outdoors, against the mighty New England Patriots. And Bill
what
Belichick,
week is that?
Tom Brady and all that.
That's week,
with that.
Week 14, Bill, Monday, December 10th.
Week 14. Kevin, you still listening over there? You falling asleep?
No, I'm listening.
I want tickets to that week 14 game. Monday night,
sleeping.
Houston Texans coming to town. I'm coming up to Gillette. I'm going to be there in action.
Might be too cold for you, Bill. I don't know. You know, a guy who doesn't know his buffalo wings, I'm a little worried about your ability to step outside in frosty Foxborough in December.
Hey, I went to, I survived in Syracuse for 4 years, okay? I think I can take one night of New England Foxborough weather.
Fair enough, touche.
But that's the game I want to come to. Houston Texans versus New England Patriots, that's what I'm absolutely
looking
forward to.
But isn't that going to be great? That's why I am, you know, the Kodak Football Facts have no dog in any fight. We go with what the numbers tell us because our numbers are accurate. Our numbers, especially at Kodak Football Facts Insider, all about who wins and loses games. We trust those numbers. But as a fan, stepping outside the numbers, I am rooting for Houston to be 12-0 that day because that's going to be good for all football fans. That's going to be really exciting. I really think it is. And right now, by the way, against the Jets, you guys got to see this, okay? What we, as you guys know, what we do at Cold Hard Insider, we size up every opponent in every game side by side in 20 different statistical categories.
Wow.
Each of which has a direct correlation to winning football games. We put it in easy-to-read chart form. Again, all this at Cold Hard Insider. Right now, guys, in those 20 indicators, Houston is better than the Jets in every single one. We have never seen a team better in all. You know, at least even a bad team is going to be good at one little thing among 20 different factors. The Texans are better than – it's embarrassing to look at. The Texans better than the Jets in every single quality stat up and down the board.
Yeah, we all expect the Texans to roll right over the Jets. It's going to be a no-brainer. The Jets might not even want to show up on Monday night.
But just to be just to see it kind of side by side, to see how dominant the Texans are against, you know, a 2-2 team. The Jets are not, you know, they're not chopped liver right now. Granted, they looked like, you know, they're probably down and out after that performance against San Francisco, but you know, they're still a 2-2 team. Winning two games in the NFL after 4 weeks means something. And they're no match. I mean, this could be the ugliest mismatch of the season.
All right, Kerry Byrne from ColdHardFootballFacts.com. You can listen to his show every Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Patriots.com Radio. Kerry, we appreciate you joining us, and have fun in Week 5.
All right, gentlemen, enjoy the action. Talk to you soon.
Now, Todd, we mentioned earlier in the show that Ed McCaffrey of the Denver Broncos, KOA Radio in Denver, will be joining us instead. We thought we were going to get him at 4:30, but he is on the line now, so we're going to take a quick break and then come back with Ed McCaffrey. You're listening to Football Nation on Patriots.com Radio.
Football Nation, the pulse of NFL fans everywhere.
This is Rob Gronkowski. I get lots of mail from fans asking me how they can be more like me, Gronk. It's easy. First, just head down to Dunkin' Donuts and pick up a freshly made bakery sandwich. Second, get a sweet nickname. Third, bench press 225 pounds 28 times. That's it. You're just like me, Gronk. Now hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab a bakery sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'.
Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots LLC.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call Better Banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics and Bruins tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Football Nation is all football all the time.
Bill and Todd hanging out with you on Patriots.com Radio. You're listening to Football Nation. Special guest on the line with us right now is Ed McCaffrey, the color commentator from KOA Radio and former NFL wide receiver. Ed, thank you so much for joining us on Patriots.com Radio.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
We have a big matchup with the Denver Broncos and the New England Patriots in Week 5. But, Ed, I want to start you off with a pretty easy question here. You spent 13 years in the NFL. You're now doing radio for the Broncos. Which are you having more fun doing?
Oh, man, I don't think I'll ever have more fun playing football. I mean, playing football in the NFL was an absolute dream come true. And, you know, I really kind of got lucky because I played with some of the best players that ever played the game and had a wonderful time in Denver. and I'm happy to raise my family here now. But tell you what, calling the game on the radio gives me a real good excuse to watch football now that I'm retired, and I'm enjoying that as well.
There you go, Ed. Well, hey, let's get into this Denver Broncos, New England Patriots matchup. You know, everyone's going to be talking about the QB rivalry that's back with Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. You know, and you've been around the league since, what, 1991, I think, is when you broke into the league?
Yeah, sure was, with the New York Giants there for 3 years, then the 49ers for a year in 94, and then the rest of my career in Denver.
Correct. So, you know, 21 years kind of following the league. Is this the greatest rivalry of quarterbacks since you've been involved in the game?
You know what? It just might be, though. I mean, both those guys have a mutual respect for each other, and they downplay the matchup and talk about the team, and that's because it's their character. They're leaders, not just great players, and they've had a lot of success, not just because of their ability, but because of their leadership on the field. And so they're going to downplay it, but there's not a person watching that game that's not going to be analyzing and dissecting every single play those guys make. Two of the all-time greats. Obviously, it's not often you get to see two future Hall of Famers compete against each other.
Ed, you know, last week the Broncos, they had a lopsided game, lopsided win over the Oakland Raiders. You're going to have to be on your toes for this Pats and Broncos game. You expect to be exhausted after this game. Surely going to be a lot of scoring.
Well, I hope so. You would think that there would be. There's going to be a lot of passing going on. But I think as far as the scoring goes, it's going to come down to the red zone efficiency. I mean, both teams score a lot of touchdowns in the red zone. And when they don't, teams have an opportunity to beat them. So, I mean, I think the strengths are the strengths and the weaknesses are the weaknesses of both teams. So they're going to see a lot of passing. But, you know, who can punch it in inside the 20 and who has to settle for a field goal? I really think it'll come down to that. You saw in New England's loss to Arizona, what a crazy game that was. They weren't able to quite punch it in a couple of times, had to settle for field goals. They left a very good defensive team in the game. And Arizona took care of business. But unfortunately for the Broncos, they're not going to catch them off guard at all, because I think New England's been playing really well the last couple of weeks.
Hey, Ed, you mentioned the passing game. And when the Broncos get into the red zone, we're still trying to figure out who Peyton Manning's going to be looking to. Is he going to dump it off to Jacob Tammy, the tight end? Eric Decker, guy who is wearing your number, Ed, 87, in the orange and blue? Or Demaryius Thomas, who do you think is going to wind up being that red zone threat in the passing game for the Broncos?
Well, you know, Peyton Manning is one of the most cerebral quarterbacks in the game. You know, he's been criticized for his arm strength, but in my opinion, you know, he never had a cannon for an arm. He's just an incredibly smart quarterback who's a very accurate passer. Most of the time, he knows where he's going with the ball before the ball is snapped. So he, you know, hopefully he won't force it in there to anybody. He's going to take what the defense gives him. And, you know, in the beginning of the season, he relied heavily on Brandon Stokley and Jacob Tammy in critical situations on third down. And when they needed a first down, he trusted those guys, so he tended to go to them. But lately, he seems like he's had a lot more confidence in Eric Decker, who caught a couple of big catches last week. Nothing to brag about, you know, 5-6 yard gains, but they moved the chains. But the ball was out of his hand before Decker came out of his break. And that's what we've been looking for, is that timing and trust that Manning has in his other receivers besides the two guys he's played with. And then Demaryius Thomas, man, he's the wild card. That guy can show up to play. He doesn't always run the crispest routes or catch the ball, but, man, he has big play potential. And so I really look at him as the wild card. If he catches one of those jailbreak screens and takes it to the house or jumps over DB on a go route, I mean, he's really the wild card. It'll be interesting to see how Coach Belichick decides to defend him, whether he rolls the safety over and plays cover two, or if he thinks he needs to bring an extra guy to stop the run, in which case, you know, he may leave Demaryius one-on-one, which could always be dangerous.
Demaryius, man, I mean, talk about a wild card. How about that Steelers game last year in the playoffs, ending the game? And then this past week, Ed, we were talking about earlier in the show, he had kind of a breakaway where he switched the ball from right hand to left and fumbled it kind of in the clear. So you're right, he's a wild card in every sense of the word.
I agree. I mean, you look at the fumble and you're like, I think Broncos fans are just used to him either making unbelievable plays or messing up. But if this guy ever comes in and plays consistently week in and week out, I mean, he makes plays like that look routine. I mean, he ran away from the Pittsburgh Steelers in the wild card game. He caught another one this year, and that one was a sure touchdown had he not dropped the ball on the way to the end zone. So, I mean, he's big. He's like 6'3", 230. He can run. He's definitely a talent. And like, if he ever learns to play consistently week in and week out, he's one of the elite receivers in the league.
Ed McCaffrey, the color commentator for 850 KOA Radio, the flagship station of the Denver Broncos Radio Network, also 13-year veteran wide receiver. in the NFL, joining us here on Football Nation. Ed, you know, players and coaches never really do this, but now that you're a color commentator, you're on the other side, you're in the media now, you're able to look ahead for the rest of the season. And when you're looking at the AFC West, it's pretty light with the Chiefs and the Raiders, and, you know, the Chargers are making a little bit of noise, but you think Denver's just going to run away with that AFC West division?
You know, I learned a long time ago not to predict this early in the season that anybody will run away with anything. But, you know, injuries happen. So many different things can happen throughout the course of a season. You know, we saw that with J.D. Walton going down last week. And, of course, Dan Copen coming in. How ironic is that, that this will be his first start as a Bronco against the Patriots, his old team. But, I mean, things happen during the course of the season. But I do believe the Denver Broncos are the favorite to win the AFC West. I think they're only going to get better. I mean, we have to wait and see. But I think they're only going to get better, and the timing with Peyton Manning and that offense is only going to get better. I think Jack Del Rio is doing a real good job with the defense, and those guys are starting to click as well. So they played their best game of the year last week against Oakland. Of course, didn't think Oakland really showed up to play that game, but the Broncos just didn't win by a touchdown. I mean, they dominated in every phase of the game. So that's the Broncos team. Broncos fans are hoping to show up in New England.
All right, Ed, hey, let's have a little bit of fun here for the last couple of questions. Now that you're in the media, you can answer some of these questions for us. We want you to pick one quarterback, Ed, one quarterback. Who would you have rather played with, Peyton Manning or Tom Brady?
Oh, man, I couldn't do that. You know why I can't do it? Because this is honest to goodness truth. I have four boys. I don't know if you know that. Four boys, the two younger ones, one is 13 and one is 11. And I kid you not. The 13-year-old has an autographed Tom Brady jersey hanging up in his room, and my 11-year-old has an autographed Peyton Manning jersey hanging up in his room. And don't ask me why, but they have been their favorite quarterback since they were kids. And I got to give a compliment to Tom Brady. They played out here in Denver a couple of years ago, and they lost the game. And my son won an autograph, and I don't ask for other players' autographs. It's just a policy I have. And I said, if you want it, you know, you can go ask them. But you know, don't be disappointed. They just lost. He had a tough game. He's exhausted. You know, don't take it the wrong way if he's busy or doesn't give you the autograph. And sure enough, he stopped and signed it. Didn't know it was my kid. I was nowhere near. I was 20 yards away. And you know, I earned a lot of respect from me when he did that and made my son's day.
So you're saying Tom Brady?
Well, then my other son's got the Peyton Manning jersey. It's still an Indy jersey, though. It's still got the Colts jersey up in it.
Oh, okay.
He might have to go out and buy a new one. But, no, I mean, they're Hall of Fame quarterbacks. I have all the respect in the world for both of them. They're two of the greatest players that ever played the game. So, I mean, you can't pick between those two guys.
Well, listen, you yourself have three Super Bowl rings, correct?
Yeah, my answer would be John Elway if I had to pick.
There you go.
John Elway would be my answer.
How often do you really wear out those rings, all three of them? You ever have all three of them on at one time?
Maybe once when people are over the house or something. But you know what? I put them in a safety deposit box. I don't trust myself not to lose them. I always forget to go get them for events, and people always ask to see them. But, you know, I know what they look like, and you know, I probably haven't seen them in years, man. I never make it out to the bank to go look at them. But, I mean, it's really, the rings are one thing. They're awfully cool. But, I mean, it's the memory that you take with you, and the camaraderie and the friendship and the memory of winning a world championship. I mean, those are great experiences. And I know that's one of the reasons I think the Patriots and the Broncos have a chance for success. They have the taste in their mouth of guys that have been to the game and won it, and they want to get back. So it should be an exciting matchup this week.
And speaking of the matchup, last question here, Ed, you know, how do you see this thing playing out? It's going to be, the whole nation's going to be watching. The rivalry is back. How do you see this shaking out?
Oh, man, are you between the Broncos and the Patriots here?
Yep.
I really don't know. I hate to predict. I mean, normally it's awfully tough to go in to Gillette Stadium and win a football game. I mean, the Cardinals found a way to do it. Aaron Hernandez, who's one of the best players in the game today, is out. The Broncos are coming off their best game of the year. I mean, I definitely think the Patriots have the advantage being at home, and because they're playing with a hot hand right now as well. But because the Broncos are coming off such a good game, I give them a chance. I mean, I think they're the underdog, but I give them a chance.
Ed McCaffrey of KOA Radio, 13-year NFL veteran wide receiver. We appreciate you coming on and joining us here on Football Nation, Patriots.com Radio. Have fun in the game in Foxborough, Ed.
Thanks. Have a good one.
There you go, Bill.
Very
easy, Ed McCaffrey.
Perspective.
What's that?
Very interesting perspective he had.
Very interesting perspective. Interesting that his kids are torn on this matchup.
Yeah, it's funny that his older one is Peyton Manning fan and his younger son was a Tom Brady fan.
Yeah, you know, It's not that surprising. My little son is a big fan of Tom Brady. I think it has something to do with all those Super Bowl rings that Tom has brought home during
the
youth.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's more that his wife is so hot.
I don't know, Bill. You know, there's a lot of people that grew up in the 70s that just became Cowboys and Steelers fans. And to this day, right. A lot of my friends have no allegiance at all. Not from Pittsburgh, not from Dallas. Right. They love because of Roger Staubach and Terry Bradshaw, and they still love him to this day. I think the younger generation, my son is an 8-year-old. He's 8 years old. Ed's kids were 11 and 13. I'm telling you, there's a lot of kind of satellite Patriots fans out there due to all the success they've had in the past decade.
Hey, totally. Everyone loves a winner. So when your team's winning, you're going to get a lot of fans no matter where they're from. It's pretty good, actually. Pretty cool. We will be breaking down our fantasy football matchups and some injury reports that we have to deliver the latest news on in the next segment. Sound good?
Sounds good, man. Let's do it.
All right. You're listening to the Patriots.com radio. This is Football Nation.
Headlines, stats, fantasy previews, and more right here on Football Nation.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is teaming up with Bridgestone Tires for an offer that's going to make you and your family very excited. Now through September 30th, when you buy 4 select Bridgestone Tires at Sullivan Tire, you could receive a $70 American Express gift card or your very own Wii gaming system the whole family will love. See SullivanTire.com. Offer valid August 27th through September 30th, 2012. Mail-in claim form required. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Wii systems given away on behalf of Bridgestone America. Nintendo is not affiliated with this promotion. Certain limitations apply.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics and Bruins tickets to all games, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the Red Zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only 4-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo sacks at Gerard Mayo speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
The champ is here!
Here's a dose of fantasy football from FFChamps.com.
All right, welcome back to Football Nation on Patriots.com Radio. Bill and Todd hanging out with you for the next hour or so. We'll be taking your fantasy football questions right now. The Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398, or you can hit us up on the email webradio@patriots.com, and we'll be happy to help you guys win your Week 5 matchups. Todd, a lot of some big-name fantasy playmakers on the injury report this week. We have to start off with Greg Jennings and Hakeem Nicks. Both of these wide receivers have been ruled out for Week 5.
Well, it's nothing new, Bill. Jennings has been banged up all year long.
Yep.
You know, I actually have him in one of my leagues. What a disappointment he's been. And you know what, Bill? When I drafted him, it was one of those draft picks where right after I picked him, I kind of was like, why'd I do that? Not because Jennings isn't a great wide receiver, but there's so many weapons with the Packers
right,
that I kind of kicked myself at the time, and now it's coming out to be kind of a bad omen because James Jones has stepped up nicely, and Jordy Nelson's still there, Randall Cobb. They got too many weapons there. But Jennings is one guy that, you know, I think they're going to take it slow with him. I think they tried to rush him back with that groin, and it didn't work out. And I think they're going to take it slow with him. Hakeem Nicks, on the other hand, from the Giants, he's been out the last couple of weeks, right, Bill? So I think they're probably doing just fine without him. Although I have to say, with Ramsey's Barden, some of that offensive pass interference call against the Eagles, they probably could have used Hakeem Nicks on that play.
Absolutely, and actually Ramsey's Barden also ruled out with a concussion, so that means Dominic Hickson, get him into your lineups if you haven't already. And then how about the rookie Reuben Randall probably stepping in as that wide receiver 3 for the Giants. Sticking with the wide receivers, Todd, we have Julio Jones. Everyone seems to be panicking about our guy Julio down there with the Falcons. He has a hand injury, and a lot of people are suggesting that because of the injury, it's been slowing him down the last couple of weeks. I really think it's more so that teams are really focusing on stopping him, which is why we've seen Roddy White kind of excel in Week 3 and Week 4.
Yeah, I mean, his targets have remained the same. You know,
right.
I'm looking at his targets for the first four games, 9, 7, 7, and 8. So, you know, his targets have been smooth all the way through. I think I read an article last week on Julio Jones and why he only had one reception on those 8 targets last week. I think a couple of the passes were blocked down. Like, there were a couple other reasons the ball didn't get to him. So I wouldn't be too worried about the hand, like you said. They're playing the Redskins this week, Bill. I expect Julio and Roddy White to have nice games against that sieve of a defense that the Redskins put out there.
It's funny you mentioned that. The Redskins are giving up the most fantasy points to opposing wide receivers.
Yeah, so I would put Julio in your lineup with confidence. I wouldn't worry too much about his performance the last week or two.
We all know by now, and knowing's half the battle, Santonio Holmes is out for the year with the New York Jets. Lance Moore of the Saints, John Baldwin of the Kansas City Chiefs are both questionable. But two guys that were nicked up early on in the season, Pierre Garçon of the Redskins and Jeremy Maclin of the Eagles, they were both back in action in Week 4, so they should be fine heading into Week 5.
Yeah, Maclin didn't do much in that Giants game. He just kind of ran his routes. They didn't really look to him too often. So
right.
I think he's trying to get back up to game speed, and they're going to need him against the Steelers.
And then you think of Pierre Garçon. We all know that he signed a huge contract in the offseason. He only played in one quarter this entire year, and that one quarter he had 107 yards and a touchdown. So RG3, we know he has one of the best deep balls in the league. What does Pierre Garçon do best? He catches the deep ball. So I'm excited to see that combo back in action as we head into Week 5.
Yeah, myself as well, my friend. Let's move on to the tight ends. We're kind of doing this in reverse today. Let's go to the tight ends. How about the news with Aaron Hernandez today coming out of Patriots camp?
You know, it's funny because I did a video this morning, and I said, well, Aaron Hernandez is not practicing yet. And then all of a sudden, later on in the afternoon, he came out and he said, oh, well, Aaron Hernandez is practicing. So I don't know if he's going to play against the Denver Broncos this weekend, but it's certainly a good sign because right now he's just collecting dust on fantasy football benches because he's too good to drop.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see when he gets back and gets back to 100% how that affects Wes Welker as well, because Welker's kind of thrived and flourished a little bit in Hernandez's absence. So that should be an interesting thing to see. Now, I agree with you. I wouldn't trust Hernandez at all this week. Who knows if he's going to get into the lineup or not. And by the time you're listening to this show, a lot of people listen to this on iTunes, Bill. As you know, if you're listening to this on Friday or Saturday, we probably already have the answer on whether Hernandez is playing this week or not. But they got this. The Patriots have the Seahawks next week and then the Jets.
Right.
So in one of those couple of games, I think that's probably when Hernandez will get back on the fantasy map.
Yeah, I think week six is going to be the week that we'll see Hernandez, number 81, back in action. Speaking of tight ends, how about Scott Chandler caught two touchdowns in week four against the Patriots, but there's a good chance he sits out. He's dealing with a concussion.
That's too bad. I mean, is he going to be one of those one-hit wonders?
Right.
You got to wonder if he's going to be one of those one-hit wonders. Hey, but let's go to the quarterbacks, Bill. Jake Locker is already ruled out for week five. How long is Jake Locker going to be out with that injury?
I'm not sure, but is it really because they want to sit him because they want to rest him and make sure he recovers, or they want to give the veteran Matt Hasselbeck a chance to take his place in the starting lineup?
You think they're giving up on Jake Locker already?
I would be. Have you seen him pass the ball this year?
Well, you know, they've got the Vikings this week. Then they take on the Steelers and Bills and Colts. So, I don't know. I think that he's legitimately injured, and I think he's going to take a few weeks to get back. Locker, was it his throwing shoulder or his non-throwing shoulder? I think it was his non-throwing shoulder.
It was his non-throwing shoulder, right.
So that's the good news with Locker. But I think he looked pretty hurt, and I don't think he's going to be back for a while.
I totally agree with that. What do you say we go to running backs? And, you know, a lot of running backs were injured early on in the season. You think Matt Forte, he was back in action in week four. Ahmad Bradshaw, back in action. C.J. Spiller, Fred Jackson, all of them were in the games in week four, so that's certainly good news heading into week five.
Yep, how about that Reggie Bush, Bill, limited by a hip injury in practice. That's certainly something to monitor as we get closer to Sunday. What's your gut feeling on Reggie Bush?
Well, it's really a shame because Reggie Bush has a really tasty matchup this weekend. He's actually really high on our FFCPI, our weekly player rankings at FFChamps.com. And the reason being is because the defense he's playing against really can't stop the run. You think of the Cincinnati Bengals and the running backs that did so well against them this year. Reggie Bush, it's a shame that he's questionable. I'm not sure if he's going to play. You better get Daniel Thomas ready to make that last-second swap. If Reggie Bush all of a sudden is inactive come Sunday.
One last guy to mention here for the running backs, Bill. Peyton Hillis, what a bust he's been thus far.
Yeah,
that's a quarter
bust.
Way through the season. We kind of thought he might get a little spark getting back with his offensive coordinator with the Chiefs, but, man, nothing has gone right for Hillis. He's out again this week, correct?
Yeah, Peyton Hillis is going to be out with that ankle injury. He's still walking around with that protective boot on his ankle. Someone that we haven't seen all season should be back in action likely for the first time this year, and that's Pittsburgh Steelers running back Rashard Mendenhall. We know that he had the knee surgery last year, and he missed the first couple of games with that same injury. He was recovering, but now I think he's going to be ready to play in week five.
All right. So is that it for the injury report, Bill?
That is it.
Hey, guys, I got a question for you.
What do you got, Kevin?
While we're on running backs here and injured running backs, what about Steven Jackson tonight against the Cardinals? I guess Schefter's saying he's going to play, but I'm not thrilled about playing him against the Cardinals, especially when he's banged up.
Steven Jackson's a guy that you never know. Even if he's active, he can come out in the first quarter like we saw it happen in week three, I believe. He was sitting on the sidelines with a huge ice pack taped to his leg.
So I've been nervous with him all year, and it's just like knowing that he's banged up and going against that Cardinals defense that I got to see up close and personal shut down the Patriots.
Right.
I don't know. I'm not thrilled about
Who are your other options?
Well, I could start Hickson, so I think I'm going to go with that.
The Cardinals have not let up a rushing touchdown all season long.
Yeah, I think I'm going to roll with Hickson since Nix is now out.
And they have not let up 100 yards rushing either.
Yeah. That's just something I'd throw in there. I know a lot of people have him throughout.
Yeah, Steven Jackson certainly a guy.
And with the Rams playing tonight, you know.
Right, right. Yeah, I would be very cautious if you're playing Steven Jackson. If you have another option that you know is capable of producing, I would go ahead and use that other option.
Steven Jackson was a guy I just completely avoided in all my drafts. I didn't even consider him anywhere. He's just old. He's been in the league a million years. He's always banged up. He gives you one good quarter, and then he sits out the rest. I mean, he drove me insane 2 years ago, so I kind of vowed never to draft him again. So I don't know, Bill. Sometimes as running backs, they get so much tread on their tires, it's just they hit a breaking point where they just never come back.
And in a standard scoring lead, Todd, you know, through 4 weeks, he hasn't had double-digit points yet. So, I mean, it kind of makes it an easy decision, I guess.
Yeah, I'd go, you know, Hickson against the Browns, that's not a terrible matchup, especially with Barden out and Hicks out. So it could be worse. Usually, you know, is it a PPR league?
It is not a PPR league.
Right. Well,
I'll have the double-headed monster of Hickson and Martellus Bennett due to the Hernandez injury. I have Martellus Bennett as my tight end.
That's not terrible.
No,
against the Browns.
So I'm hoping with Nick's out and Barden nicked up that those two guys get some looks.
Yeah, could be worse.
The Hernandez injury really killed me because I drafted him ahead of drafting a number one wide receiver. Yeah. I thought Hernandez would be a guy.
I mean,
that...
he basically is a wide receiver, Bill.
Exactly, and that's why I did it. I knew he'd get consistent production every single week and put up wide receiver quality numbers similar to what we expect of Rob Gronkowski and Jimmy Graham. And then when he went down with an injury, I'm looking at my squad. I'm like, wow, you know, my wide receiver depth is not really there. Antonio Brown's kind of like my number one wide receiver.
Yeah.
Aaron Hernandez left a big void in my lineups.
But there, the good news for us, Bill, and, you know, the other Aaron Hernandez owners, when he went down, I mean, this was like he was 15 feet in front of me. I thought he broke his leg. Like, it was ugly. And all of a sudden today we hear that he's back at practice, you know, what, 2.5, 3 weeks later?
Yep.
So that's at least a good sign. You know, we're going into week 5. I think we all pretty much kind of expect him to miss this week, but there's a chance that he could be back next week in Seattle, and that wouldn't be the worst case for us.
Totally agree. Todd, you dealing with any injuries on your hometown squads?
Oh, who do I have that's injured? Well, I had Peyton Hillis, but he's a non-factor. I've actually been pretty clean on the injuries so far. Nothing too major. Greg Jennings, but I have a lot of wide receiver depth on that team, so I'm not too worried about it.
You watch, Todd's team's going to die this week. It's going to be terrible.
What?
They're just going to be dropping like flies. He's due.
Well, I'll tell you what, that would be very bad news for you because I have Tom Brady anchoring most of my teams.
Oh, yeah, that would be terrible. Uh-oh.
So let's keep rooting for Todd's
Everyone
teams to do well.
Everyone starts scrambling to pick Ryan Mallett up.
I'll tell you what, as long as my teams are doing well, it means Tom Brady and the Patriots are probably doing well as well. So you better keep rooting for my teams there, Kevin.
I will. I'm just bitter because my teams are all in the cellar. So
really?
Hey,
I'm 2-2 in one league, which is right in the middle. I mean, I'm 6 out of 10, I think. In the other one, I'm 8 out of 10, which is not – I mean, I'm 1-3. I'm just plummeting toward the bottom. So I don't know. It's been a rough year for me so far.
Well, you needed to have been hooked up with us. I think our show started after your draft. That's probably half your problem.
Yeah, it probably was. I should have just had you guys draft for me. There you go, cheating.
Yeah, we do it. You know, for a fee, we could be bought.
For a small price.
For a small fee, check is in the mail. All right, but what do we got next, my friend?
I think I want to let everyone know that you can listen to our Fantasy Football Champ show every Tuesday right here on this Patriots.com radio. From 4 to 6 Eastern Standard Time. That's every Tuesday. And if you listen to the show on demand via the podcast, hit us up on Twitter. I am constantly answering questions, tweets from all the Patriot fan listeners out there. At FFChamps is how you can reach us on Twitter. And we also do this fantasy segment every week here on this Football Nation show as well. We're going to take a quick break, but we have a special guest coming up. A lot of guests today, a lot of action on Football Nation. Jeff Legwald from the Denver Post will be joining us. We're going to go dive even deeper into this Broncos-Patriots matchup. That's next with Jeff Legwald from the Denver Post. You're listening to Football Nation on Patriots.com radio.
Football Nation, there is no off-season.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is teaming up with Bridgestone Tires for an offer that's going to make you and your family very excited. Now through September 30th, when you buy 4 select Bridgestone Tires at Sullivan Tire, you could receive a $70 American Express gift card or your very own Wii gaming system the whole family will love. See SullivanTire.com. Offer valid August 27th through September 30th, 2012. Mail-in claim form required. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Wii systems given away on behalf of Bridgestone America. Nintendo is not affiliated with this promotion. Certain limitations apply.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics and Bruins tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the Red Zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds are 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
This is Rob Gronkowski. I get lots of mail from fans asking me how they can be more like me, Gronk. It's easy. First, just head down to Dunkin' Donuts and pick up a freshly made bakery sandwich. Second, get a sweet nickname. Third, bench press 225 pounds 28 times. That's it. You're just like me, Gronk. Now hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab a bakery sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'.
Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics and Bruins tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
Life is good when you're a Patriots fan.
Woo-wee!
It's even better when they're winning.
Brady, back to throw. Looks, fires. Caught. Touchdown. Rob Gronkowski.
It's time for Bill and Todd to break down the Pats on Football Nation.
This is
All right, welcome back, Football Nation, Patriots.com Radio. Bill and Todd hanging out with you probably for another half hour or so. Todd, big matchup for the Patriots this weekend. Denver Broncos are coming to town. Patriots are 2-2. Broncos, I believe they're 2-2 as well, right?
They both got big wins last week, and they're at the 500 mark. You know, we were all worried. Well, I wasn't that worried, but a lot of people were wondering if Peyton Manning's noodle arm would come back to snuff. I wasn't too worried about that. You know, they're talking about his arm kind of being up there in age, not being able to hit the long ball. I think it's just going to take him a little bit of time, as Ed McCaffrey said, to get in sync with these wide receivers. Ed was talking about how Eric Decker was coming out of his breaks a little differently than Peyton Manning was expecting. And again, the timing's a little bit off there. So I think you know, Manning's starting to hit his stride, and I think this is going to be a great game. I really do think it's going to be a high-scoring affair, and it should be fun watch for the nation. At what time did 4 o'clock game?
I think it's 4:25.
4:25? Yep.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't think Peyton Manning's days are done quite yet, Bill. You know, is he ever going to be the Peyton Manning of old? Probably not, you know, but I think he's going to get better as the year goes on, as long as he stays healthy, he doesn't have any further injury issues, and I think this team's going to get better, not worse. Like we've mentioned, that AFC West is not exactly loaded this year, so I think the Broncos are going to be a playoff team. The Patriots and Broncos might see each other again come January.
All right, let's bring on Jeff Legwall, our special guest. He's the beat writer for the Denver Broncos from the Denver Post. Jeff, thanks for joining us on Football Nation, Patriots.com Radio.
Oh, no worries.
How's everything going out there in Denver?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing fantastic. You recently wrote an article about Peyton Manning taking on Bill Belichick coach teams. And early on in Peyton's career, he started off slow, 1-7, including playoff games, but has since been 5-2. What was the big turnaround for Peyton during that time?
I think what happens is, and you know, we've seen it on a small scale here, even like say the Houston game. You know, he throws 3 interceptions in the first quarter against the number one defense in the league, and they've fooled him. They've fooled him in the quarter. It's clear they fooled him, but he's so good at adjusting, and he remembers so much about what people do and why they do it that he's able to sort of adapt. And then, you know, by the time the game is ended, they're down 6 and they're 1/3 down stop away from giving the ball back to Manning with 2 minutes left. And I think that's happened with when he's played Bill in the Patriots, is that he's adapted his game a little bit, and he's learned what that coaching staff likes to do against him. And he's been able to study that over the years. And then it kind of swings his way, because again, I've had so many defensive coaches around the league tell me that the thing that makes him different is he not only remembers what you did, he remembers why you did it. And that's a big difference between him and a lot of quarterbacks.
Yeah, we're talking a lot about the offense here, Jeff, but let's flip it around to the defense. The Patriots have a lot of offensive weapons. How do you think the Broncos are going to scheme against the Patriots offense? Who are they going to try to take away?
Well, you know, that'll be interesting, because I don't think, you know, Jack Del Rio, their new coordinator, I don't think he's faced Belichick all that much, you know, through the years. You know, some, obviously, but not, you know, like a division opponent would or anything. So I'll be intrigued, because he's been very aggressive this year already. And, you know, they've played, you know, Matt Ryan, they've played Roethlisberger, they played Schaub in the Texans, you know, and then they played Carson Palmer. So they've had a pretty good run of quarterbacks here, and now they get Brady. So my guess is they will, you know, they will try to vary the fronts a lot and make sure Brady isn't looking at the same thing over and over again.
Do they have anything to do to shut down Gronk at tight end? I mean, is there anything in particular that they might be able to do to try to slow him down, or is that going to be kind of the X factor in this one?
Well, it probably can't get any worse than it was for him in the playoff game.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I think they feel like they can only go up from there. But, you know, they're better in the secondary than they were, you know, last January. And, you know, in the past, now they didn't do it in the playoff game because I don't think they felt like they had the horses all over the field. But back when they were good on defense, Larry Coyer, the former coordinator here, would often put Champ Bailey on somebody's tight end if they were really good. You know, he had years where he took on Gates and Gonzalez and those types of things. So I think that's an option if they feel like they can hold up in the other parts of the field, you know, just to do a time or two or as a changeup.
Jeff Leibwald of the Denver Post joining us on Patriots.com Radio. This is Football Nation with Bill and Todd. Jeff, you know, quickly, with the rivalry between Peyton Manning and Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, you know, the head coach, the former head coach of the Broncos, Josh McDaniels, now the offensive coordinator of the Patriots. You know, is this history with Peyton Manning and Brady and versus Brady and Belichick, is it starting to kind of come to a fruition more among Denver Bronco fans, especially after the Patriots knocked them out of the playoffs last year?
Well, yeah, it's interesting. I think people here are still, honestly, you know, they're tremendously excited. It's a, you know, it's a big time, long time football market, and they are passionate about the team. But I think an awful lot of people are still sort of wrapping their heads around the idea that Peyton Manning is the quarterback here, you know, and that John Elway's running the team. So I think they're still kind of getting their legs under them with that idea. And, you know, obviously the Patriots, you know, if you're an AFC team anywhere and your goal is to win Super Bowls, you know, that the Patriots have gone to an awful lot of them. And I think people just sort of, you know, take them as one of those, you know, playoff constants right now.
Hey, we had Ed McCaffrey on the show earlier, Jeff, and we asked him the question. We're going to ask the same question of you. You know, the AFC West isn't exactly a loaded division this year with the Chargers. Yeah, they're kind of making some noise at 3-1, but I don't think a lot of people believe in them. And the Raiders and Chiefs seem to be struggling. Do you see this as the Broncos' division to lose?
Well, you know, I think they'd like to be in position so those Charger games mean something and that, you know, they can make up some ground there. I think they feel like, I know Manning feels like it, you know, that the Falcons game got away, you know, that, you know, he said, I, those three interceptions are on me. I can't do that. And I think there's a certain segment of the team that feels like they played two of the best teams in the league, two of the undefeated teams, and they lost by six to both teams and were in position to win both of those games. So I think overall they may be undervalued right now in the league. Now, you know, Sunday if they go in there and it looks bleak, then people will say, yeah, see, we told you. But I think if they go in there and play well, I think suddenly the Broncos' profile rises a little bit.
Jeff Leibwald of the Denver Post joining us. Jeff, I was all ready to plug your Twitter account, and then I realized you haven't been tweeting much lately. What's going on there?
Well, you know, we got sort of a rotation at the paper, so I got to pick up the pace. I got to bring the thunder a little more.
I know. Jeff, I know why you're not tweeting. It's because Tebow's not in town anymore. There's nothing to tweet about.
Yeah, it's hard to – well, if you tweeted about Tim, you had to be prepared for the onslaught in response.
Seriously, is your life a little bit easier now that Tim Tebow's in New York?
Well, you know, as far as covering the team, you know, replacing him with Manning didn't slow the hype parade any. But Tim is a great guy to cover. It's just so many people are so passionate about what happens to him that it really takes on a life of its own. I think the Jets, honestly, are finding that out right now.
Well, you can follow Jeff on Twitter, Jeff_Legwold, LEGWOLD. He promises to start picking up more of his Twitter game. He's going to pick up the pace here after Week 5. Big matchup with the Denver Broncos and the New England Patriots. Jeff, we really appreciate you joining us on Football Nation.
Oh, no worries. Thanks, Bill.
So, Bill, the reason I was asking about Rob Gronkowski is do you remember the stat line from the playoffs last year?
I don't, but I don't know the exact stats, but I remember him having a really good game.
10 catches, 145 yards, 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, and they're going to put Champ Bailey on him. Lots of luck.
Yeah, well, last year, the other thing about that game you might remember, that's the game when Aaron Hernandez had 5 carries for 61 yards. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do remember that.
And he also caught a bunch of balls, 55 yards and a touchdown. So the tight ends destroyed the Broncos last year. You know, they have Brandon Lloyd now. They still got Welker. They got a lot to worry about. Now you got to even deal with the running back duo of Ridley and Bolden. The Broncos have their hands full on defense. It should be really interesting to see how they attack that Patriots offense. I don't think they're going to be able to stack up, personally.
I think that playoff game was also the first game that Josh McDaniels was back as, you know, I think the offensive consultant was his official title last year.
You might be right. I think Bill O'Brien had left for Penn State at that time. You might be right on that. And they had that new wrinkle in there. Brady, by the way, 363 passing yards, six touchdowns.
Yeah, five of them were in the first half.
Yeah, they just rolled all over them, 45-10. It was 35-7 at halftime. So that was one of those playoff laughers. So it'll be interesting to see. You know, now Tebow's gone, Peyton Manning's in. I'm looking forward to it, obviously. It should be a good one.
Yeah, absolutely going to be a great game. We will break down the rest of the Week 5 matchups right here on FootballNation.com. Football Nation, you're listening to Patriots.com radio. Quick break. We'll break down the Week 5 matchups.
Football Nation is all football all the time.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is teaming up with Bridgestone Tires for an offer that's going to make you and your family very excited. Now through September 30th, when you buy four select Bridgestone Tires at Sullivan Tire, you could receive a $70 American Express gift card or your very own Wii gaming system the whole family will love. See SullivanTire.com. Offer valid August 27th through September 30th, 2012. Mail-in claim form required. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Wii systems given away on behalf of Bridgestone America. Nintendo is not affiliated with this promotion. Certain limitations apply.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics and Bruins tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Hope's up, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call *NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
This is Rob Gronkowski. I get lots of mail from fans asking me how they can be more like me, Gronk. It's easy. First, just head down to Dunkin' Donuts and pick up a freshly made bakery sandwich. Second, get a sweet nickname. Third, bench press 225 pounds 28 times. That's it. You're just like me, Gronk. Now hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab a bakery sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'.
Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
Hi, welcome back to Football Nation on Patriots.com Radio. Bill and Todd hanging out with you. Final segment of the day. Todd, what do you say we kind of break down the rest of the Week 5 matchups? We were talking about the Broncos and the Patriots all show long. Now it's time to shift our focus onto some of the other games that are happening this week.
All right. Well, if you're listening to this show live, it is Thursday. The game between the Rams and the Cardinals hasn't happened yet, Bill. But how do you see this one shaping up tonight in St. Louis?
Well, I think the Cardinals took everyone by surprise being 4-0, but I think the St. Louis Rams are playing really well on defense right now. I'm not sure who's going to win this one. It can be close. I'm going to go with the Cardinals only because I like Larry Fitz and the Cardinals' offense a little bit better than Sam Bradford and the Rams.
I am going to pick the upset here, Bill.
Oh, okay.
You had the Bengals as kind of your adopted team this year. You're never going to hear the end of that. For going to have a quick start to the season, a 7-0 start. And they might as well, you know, we talked about it, they could easily go 5-2. You might look actually pretty smart on that one. I was talking about the Rams having a nice rebound season. And by rebound season, I think I predicted them to go 7-9 under Jeff Fisher. I think that they get the job done tonight, Bill. They've played well this year. They're 2-2, which isn't bad.
Right.
And I think they get the job done against the Cardinals. I think the Cardinals slip up finally here in Week 5.
All right, let's move on to Sunday's matchups. We have the Miami Dolphins taking on my adopted team of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Bill's Bengals. I think the Bills Bengals go to 4-1. The Dolphins are terrible. Even though Tannehill is, you know, starting to come around, there's that squeaking, the Dolphin chirping or squeaking. We're still not sure what that noise really is, what you
Snowflake.
Call that noise.
Snowflake.
Snowflake?
There
you go. Well, Tannehill came around. He found his target in Brian Hartline, who had a huge, ridiculous game last week. I think they come back to earth offensively this week. And in Cincinnati, I think that Andy Dalton gets the job done. Bengals win this one rather handily.
All right, how about the Indianapolis Colts coming off a bye, taking on the Green Bay Packers? Andrew Luck going up against Aaron Rodgers for the first time in Luck's career.
I think the Packers finally roll in a game here. They've had a couple close games in a row. Obviously, the loss to Seattle and then the close win against the Saints. I think that they, even though the Colts are coming off of a bye, they're also coming off of a really tough week with their head coach having the leukemia issue. So I think that the Colts might be a little bit distracted. The Packers are going to roll through there in a tune-up before they play the Houston Texans next week on Sunday night.
Baltimore Ravens were in the top five on our power rankings. They're taking on the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, this game, you know, the Chiefs are due to play better than they played last week. Last week they were just turning the ball over, kind of a turnover machine. I think they play a little bit better than last week, but the Ravens are too much to handle. I think the Ravens go into Kansas City and roll.
Two very impressive offenses. Robert Griffin III scoring a lot of points for the Washington Redskins, but they're taking on an even more impressive Matt Ryan and the Atlanta Falcons.
You know, this is an interesting collision of offenses, Bill, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
I mean, the Washington offense with RG3 under center has been outstanding through the first four games of the year. Their defense has been just terrible. The Falcons are also playing a lot of high-scoring games. I think this will be another high-scoring game. I think the Redskins are going to hang in there, Bill, but I think the Falcons pull out yet another close win and remain undefeated.
The Cleveland Browns were our worst team ranked in our NFL power rankings. They're taking on the New York Giants this week, who are coming off a loss against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Giants are coming off a loss. The Browns are at a loss. they will leave New York with a loss. I think the Giants handle the Browns and get to 3-2.
G-Man!
There you go. How about the Battle of Pennsylvania? Philadelphia taking on Pittsburgh.
Eagles have had their problems with the Steelers in the past, and for whatever reason, Big Ben seems to have their number. And I think that the Steelers get the job done. They had a bye week to rest up for a couple of weeks. They're getting a bunch of their starters back. I think the Steelers take down the Eagles this week.
I think these next two teams are trying to find their identity. I'm talking about the Seattle Seahawks taking on the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, Seattle had that ridiculous win over the Packers that we all know about, the Golden Tate touchdown that shouldn't have been. And they fell on their face last week against the Rams. I think the slide continues, Bill. The Seattle swoon, I'm going to call it. They're going into Carolina. Carolina's going to pull out this win. Cam Newton's going to play another solid game. A little bit less mistakes from Cam this week, and they get the job done against the Seahawks.
In 5-10 years down the road, when we're watching NFL Network and they're doing those top 10 lists, is the Golden Tate push-off replacement ref screw-up over the Green Bay Packers, is that going to be like number one as the all-time biggest NFL football foul-ups?
I don't know, man. That's it'll certainly be in the conversation. There's been plenty of crazy plays and foul-ups. It kind of just depends on what your definition is going to be of it. You know what I mean? I mean, is there any relevance to that down the line? I mean, if the Packers finish 13-3 or 12-4, does the play even really matter? Do you know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, look at the tuck rule play, you know, even though it was the correct call, that was a crazy call at the time. Nobody had heard of the tuck rule call, and that was a huge play that shaped that entire season, obviously, with the Patriots going to the Super Bowl. So, right. You know, the tuck rule might be something that's a little more memorable, even though that was the correct call, versus something like this that happens early in the season. But I think, like we talked about before, Bill, I think we're going to kind of look back in a few weeks or months and kind of look back fondly at those replacement refs, kind of in a humorous way, more so than in anger, like we were in the first couple of weeks of the year.
I agree with you there. All right, Chicago Bears taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jaguars were in the bottom five of our NFL power rankings. Chicago Bears were in the top 10.
You know what? Like we talked about, the Jay Cutler offense is kind of a bipolar offense, right? One week
yes,
they look fine. The next week, you don't know what you're going to get. It wouldn't surprise me if Jacksonville pulled this out, but I'm going to go with the Bears here. Maybe Cutler and that defense, that opportunistic defense, gets a job done again against Blaine Gabbert. I'm going to take the Bears on the road in Jacksonville.
How about the Tennessee Titans taking on the surprising 3-1 Minnesota Vikings? Minnesota sitting on top of the NFC North.
this is like too good to be true if you're a Vikings fan. They're 3-1, and they get one of the worst teams in the league coming to the Dome.
Yeah.
Right? It's all set up to go 4-1.
Right.
I think this game's going to be a lot closer than it should be. I do think the Vikings win the game. I think it's going to be a lot closer. It just seems like it's too good to be true. You know what I mean?
Yep. And, of course, the next game, Denver Broncos and the New England Patriots. We were talking about that show all show long. Todd, let's get a prediction from that one.
I think it's going to live up to the billing. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I'm going to go with the Patriots 34-27.
34-27. I like that one. I'm going to say 42-24. I think the Patriots are going to put up a lot of points once again here. Make a statement. Yeah. Buffalo Bills traveling out to San Francisco to take on the 49ers with that dominant defense.
Good luck, Buffalo.
Lots of luck.
Traveling west. The Niners are back at home after a couple of rocky they had a couple road games against the Vikings and the Jets. Now they get back in the friendly confines. San Francisco, the Bills, good luck there. I think San Francisco wins this one by a lot.
Final game on Sunday, San Diego taking on the New Orleans Saints. Drew Brees gets a shot at getting his first win of the year against his former team.
You know, the Chargers are 3-1. The Saints are 0-4. And I think the Saints win it handily. How about that?
You know, a lot's going on for Drew Brees in this game. One, he asked the NFL if his head coach, Sean Payton, can come to see this game because he has a record going. He's tied with Johnny Unitas right now for the most touchdowns in consecutive games. I believe it's 47. It's a 52-year-old record, and he'll break it on Sunday if he touchdown pass.
Bold prediction. Who's going to catch the pass?
Darren Sproles.
Whoa! Sproles out of the backfield.
Sproles out of the backfield from the 5. The touchdown, New Orleans Saints, and Drew Brees breaks Johnny Unitas' 52-year-old passing record with 48 consecutive touchdown passes in 48 straight games. I should do play-by-play.
Well, you're wrong. It's going to be Jimmy Graham. But other than that, I like the call.
All right, well, we'll see. Want to put a little friendly wager on it?
Yeah, well, after the show, sure.
All right, fine. Monday night matchup. Oh, everyone's going to be tuning into this one. Houston Texans versus the New York Jets over under on how many times they show Rex Ryan cursing on the sidelines.
What a train wreck.
Yeah.
You know what? It's even better that this game's in New York. So, you know, from a TV watching standpoint,
right,
panning the crowd with Fireman Ed and... That's, you know, all the stuff. It's all going to, the booing, it's going to be ridiculous. The Texans are going to, they're on national TV. And let's be honest, the Houston Texans are not on national TV very often yet, right? They're not quite in that, you know, they're not in the Patriots, Eagles, Packers, Cowboys, Giants. They're not on TV all the time. They don't get the primetime games. They have a primetime opportunity. They are going to take full advantage of this. They are going to destroy the Jets.
Is it one of those games where the Texans are almost overlooking them, kind of like a trap game? Is this a trap game for the Texans?
Well, next week they have the Packers, right? Is that what you're referring to? They're going to be looking ahead to the Packers?
Just not necessarily looking ahead to the Packers, but just overlooking the Jets. I mean, everyone knows the Jets are so bad right now. Do the Texans kind of, glance over them?
No, I think that the Texans are not a finesse team. They're not – they just beat you up. They run it down your throat. They tackle you. You know, there's no – it's meat and potatoes. There's no trickery. You know what I mean? They're not a finesse offense like the Eagles are or, you know, even the Packers, the passing game where, you know, you could have a bad day. The Texans run it and they tackle, and that's what they do, and the Jets can't do either. They're going to kill them. It's going to be a train wreck, and it's going to be an entertaining watch, by the way. It might be the most entertaining 27-7 game that you'll watch all year long.
You think the Jets are going to be able to score 7 points?
Yeah, they might get a punt return or something.
Punt return or kick return for a touchdown.
You know what it'll be? It'll be 27-0 with 3.5 minutes left in the game, and the Texans will put their backups in, and Tim Tebow will rush or go for a rushing touchdown, and it'll just make it even more crazy the week afterwards because then Tebow will get – he'll be handed the reins to the offense after that, Bill. How is that for a prediction?
Tim Tebow starting week 7 for the New York Jets. Or week 6.
So what's your prediction? I'm saying 27-7. What do you got on that one?
I think they're going to blow them out similar to what the 49ers did, 31-3.
You're giving them a field goal. Okay.
Yeah, one little measly field goal.
All right.
I'll tell you what. If the Jets score more than 10 points... I'll pull, like, some kind of stunt. I'll show up, you know, in Times Square wearing, like, a bikini or something like that.
Drag?
Yeah, something like that. How does that sound? If the Jets score more than 10 points against the Houston Texans, you can find Bill Enright in the middle of Times Square dressed up in drag. With high heels. Kevin, I'll let you pick them out.
Okay. Kevin's enjoying this description a little too much. What else do you need? What else do you need, Kevin? What other things do you need Bill to be wearing? What color wig? You know,
yeah,
what kind of lipstick?
He's gonna have a blonde wig, probably. You know.
All right, hold on. I'm writing all this down.
Yeah.
Blonde wig.
Yep.
All right. If the Jets score more than 10 points, blonde wig.
Yep.
High heels.
I'll leave the dress up to you. You know how short it has to be and all that.
I'll get a dress for my girlfriend.
We don't want to show too much.
I'm not going
out
and buying
a dress.
I
mean? Yeah. So you can fit into one of her dresses?
Yeah. See, I don't know if I'll be able to do that.
I don't know. I was gonna say. Could be tough.
All right, and what about what are those things, like those big fluffy feather things that Hulk Hogan used to wear, like back in the day?
Yeah, those like scarf things?
Yeah, like a big, what are those called?
I have no idea what those are called.
Whatever they are, I'll wear one of those, and I'll take the trip
to New York. You have to have the girlfriend do you up, too, with the makeup and the glitter and all that stuff.
Oh, my God.
So Kevin, suddenly, and I know you're a huge Patriots guy, Kevin, but suddenly you have to root for the Jets to score a couple touchdowns now.
Yeah. No, I mean, and also, in all fairness, we had this discussion on PFW in Progress this week. In terms of Patriots fans looking at that Monday night game, who are you rooting for? Are you rooting for Houston to come in and blow them out and just completely put the Jets behind New England in the division?
Yes.
Or are you rooting for the Jets to try to pull the upset, you know, when you look down the road towards seeding, you know? You want to give the Houston a loss or two before they come in here
later
in the year.
You know what? No. It's too early to worry about seeding. And right. That's this what is I the
say.
Jets.
I
this
say
is
you want the Jets to lose and just, you know, and you want the Jets to be a defeated team when they come in here week 7 as well.
You just want the Jets to be a defeated team whether you play them again or not.
Yeah.
If you're a
Patriots fan.
We still
got them twice. As, you know, the Patriots have them twice still.
And the Patriots have the Texans in week 14.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we were discussing, Bill, was, you know, going into that game, it's very, you know, if you ask Kerry Byrne, he thinks that the Texans are going to be undefeated going into that Patriots game.
Right.
So it's a matter of, you know, if you're the Patriots, you have to hope you run the table and maybe Houston slips up against a Baltimore. I think they have Green Bay as well or something like that.
Baltimore, so, Green Bay, and Chicago.
Yeah, so, I mean, you have to hope they lose one of those games. That's what it comes down to. I don't think there's any way Houston loses this game on Monday. I'll put that out there. So I think you're in good shape, Bill.
They're going to score 11 points, though.
Oh, they better. They better score. 3 field goals and a safety.
I'm changing my prediction, Bill. 27-11.
If they score more than 10 points, I'll take the trip to New York City, I'll dress up in drag, and I'll go to Times Square, and I'll let people take pictures of me. Everyone happy?
Your fans in Denmark and Norway will love that.
I'll have to take the train down.
Oh, my God. What did I get myself into? No way the Jets scoring more than 10 points. Mark Sanchez, Tim Tebow, the Jets are not getting more than 10.
Why don't you go back home to your street malls and drink your Zimas and Smirnoff Ices?
All right, it's time to wrap things up. I'm exhausted. We had a great show on Football Nation every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can listen to the show on demand. If you need help with your fantasy football questions, hit us up on Twitter, at FFChamps, and make sure you listen to the Fantasy Football Champs show right here on Patriots.com Radio every Tuesday from 4 to 6. Kevin Collins, any closing thoughts?
I got nothing for you. I just hope I don't suck in fantasy.
Todd, what do you got?
Hey. Audience, don't let Bill fool you. He's rooting, secretly rooting, for the Jets to score 11 points now. He wants to wear that blonde wig. Don't let him fool you.
Hopefully Tebow can, you know, put up some decent numbers in garbage time, and we'll make this happen.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Football Nation, Patriots.com Radio. Enjoy Week 5. Big matchup with the Denver Broncos coming to town to take on the Patriots. We'll see what happens in that game. And if the Jets score more than 10 points on Monday night, I will dress up in drag. Go to Times Square, and everyone can laugh and take pictures. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright bring you the latest trends from the NFL on Football Nation.